Adventure 29 Leaving the City of Calm Alejandra wished to buy some braces of armor, the highest enchant they have. No weapons, no weapon enchantments, planetary tradition. They do sell armor though. You should have to buy multiple power supplies, if you purchase powered armor. I'll have to look up the vestment later. Banrak, is anyone going to mention patches? Gameo, I want some better armor too. They do have a spellware clinic, a cybernetic clinic, and a psionic tattoo parlor. Jelly, well, I'm glad that someplace on this planet hasn't been blown away. Now we need to figure out how to get to the City of the Gods. We basically have two options, find the tunnel to the Tower of Glass, or fly around the force field to the break near the Cop G. If we choose the second option, we'll probably have to fight a lot of invaders. Judging by the strength of that last thing we encountered, I don't think we would last long. Of course, we could just run away, if we encounter anything that nasty again. It might be a long trip, but we'll be real close to the Cop G once we get around the force field. The tunnel option is a big unknown. I don't know anything about the underground of this planet, what kind of dangers we would encounter in the tunnels, or if the invading creatures have gotten underground yet. It may or may not be a direct route, and we may or may not be able to bring vehicles down there. Maybe we can ask around this place for more information. Gordon, I wouldn't discount the hole in the tower's force field automatically. If the insides of the force field is swarming with monsters, crossing from the tower to the City of the Gods could be as hazardous as trying to force our way through the opening. Not to mention that none of us has any experience spelunking, that I'm aware. Alejandra has the intelligent blaster pistol. Orendel says that you have plenty of money, if we cash in the many gems we stole from the frog cult. Gameo has quite a bit of gems and equipment as well. He looted the entire frog temple, found the third tank, and tried following the group. He was a few days behind the group, and was slowly catching up, when he found your tanks. Gameo found and buried the two drow left in Zoltan's tank. He wasn't too happy about you guys leaving the bodies. He also wasn't happy to leave Valachal's body near the Witlight Marauders either. Milo can probably finish his gun, if he concentrates and takes it easy for the next 9 days, while the rest of the party shops, gets healed, gets spellware, / cybernetics etc. Gordon gives Milo his gun back. Banrak suggests the group tries for the break in the force field. Gameo suggests the caverns to the tower. The city guide shows the group that the city is mostly carved into the face of the mountain. Most of the buildings on the surface of the mountain are destroyed by fire, acid, or electrical damage. The magistrate can provide the group with 4x4 vehicles, heavy-duty jeeps that can hold 4 people each, comfortably. They are working on the tank, but it might take a while to fix without the proper parts. Where did you say you got this tank from? Zoltan can get the gun from Gordon, if he likes. Milo could possibly repair any jammed or broken guns. The city doesn't have too many suits of armor available, and the vest Gordon seeks is definitely not found. The town magistrate informs the group that the force field surrounding the City of the Gods is not usually up and it appeared less than 2 weeks ago. It is probably an automated defense mechanism. The storms around the mountain, those Alejandra summoned, continue to rain down on the City of Calm. Hail, snow, and sleet shower on the city 4 days following your arrival. The upper level roads are all but washed out. The storms are causing massive power outages throughout Calm. The power gets restored, but is out for multiple hours each day. Calm has massive battery backups, but they need consistent charging to keep working regularly. People are scared and are looking for help from the group. Banrak finds a relative. Wild surges appear to happen around any magic store or shop. Even those the party doesn't visit. Most store owners are scared to open their doors. The group can purchase cure patches, healing potions, and anti-venom. Almost any medical device can be found here. They do have personal shields, but they seem to be malfunctioning near the massive field output from the tower. The magistrate asks the group if they want some help, as in manpower. The men would have to be armed by the group, doesn't the group have extra weapons? Gameo frowns at this once again. Gameo tells Gordon that he has underground experience, he's a drow of course. He originates from a dark world. Gordon, I don't think we need any extra help. Moreover, we probably shouldn't strip this town of what limited defenses it has. After all, considering the creatures wandering the wilderness, they'll likely need every gun they can get. I still think we should try for the hole in the shield. Even if you have experience in this area, Amio, I'm wary of entrusting everyone's survival in the hands of one person. If something went wrong and we lost you, we would all be in trouble then. Zoltan still tries to find all of the items on his list. If he can't find the combat hardsuit, then he will buy basic combat armor. If that's not available, then he will try to buy any type of heavy armor. He takes off his current armor and destroys it as soon as they are safe in the city. He definitely wants to buy an energy shield, even if they don't work, the strongest one he can find. He can use it later, or if the shield goes down. Since you mention it, he buys 5 items of anti-venom. Zoltan, I think we should go for the hole in the shield. And if we see any gigantic creatures coming out, then we hide and ignore them, until they pass. Besides, if we go underground, who knows what we will find down there? Hell, this shield might even go into the ground as well, and we will just waste time. After a brief shopping stint, along with two medical procedures which failed, Dr. Zyesuk, the group took a vote and decided to head into the caverns. Before leaving, a strange four-armed man named Superkami joined the group. While he has evinced no clerical abilities, Gordon suspects that he worships some god named Lenin. The magistrate of Calm burdened the group with a guide and the party went into the tunnels. Passing through the old city, the group soon came to deep caverns, an area the guide apparently didn't know. Some guide, coming to what seemed to be a huge compost heap, think several hundred feet across, the party set up camp on the edge. Twice during the night Superkami thought he saw something moving in the heap, but both times nothing was found. In the morning the group set off across the muck and it was then that several large mounds rose up out of the mush on the floor. Slamming at the party with large compost pseudopods, the creatures managed to get a few good hits. Not only that, but their overpowering stench caused everyone in the party but Gordon, Amio, and Orendel to begin retching helplessly. Another large blob of goo seemingly rose out of the ground and managed to engulf the retching Zoltan, Superkami, and the guide. Banrak, Alejandra, and Jelly managed to hobble out of the area of the blob of goo. Currently the party is surrounded by several mounds, and a large pile of goo has engulfed Zoltan and Superkami. It engulfed the guy too, but he bit it. Everyone is still retching, and will be for some time yet.